Brought to you by the Bad Elf GPS. Watts quality for the iPad in any aircraft, piston or jet. And by Star Aviation Insurance, your complete aviation insurance solution.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and I'm at AOPA Summit, and I'm talking with John and Martha King, and they've got some new things going on and some new products out there in the market, and they're going to give us an update. So thanks for talking to us, and John, I guess we'll start with you, and why don't you tell us about your new companion app?
Oh, thank you very much, Mary. Yeah, we have a companion app that goes with all of our knowledge courses, and it's free. And you download the companion app from whatever system you're using, iTunes, and then you can watch all the videos in the knowledge course on your iPad or iPhone or any other mobile device. There's a bunch of mobile devices we have it for. And no matter where you are, and you don't even have to be connected to the Internet, you can watch the videos and take them there. And then it'll load back into your app or in your program, I guess I should say, and it tells you that you've completed that. And then you can take the questions when you're back with your computer. But it makes it the whole idea of King Schools, I think, is to make learning accessible, and it's just another way to use the technology we now have all of us available to us, incredible technology, to take the course.
Okay, that sounds great. It makes it a lot easier to use your materials on any device.
Well, that's the plan. And again, it's a case where you can now be in an airliner and put on earphones and take the course while you're traveling on an airliner. Don't have to be connected to the Internet. So you're free.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. And Martha, you also had some updates on your flight instructor refresher course?
Yes, so we've had a flight instructor refresher course for about a year and a half now, and we are just about to come out with one that is oriented specifically to helicopter CFIs. In fact, we already have the verbal approval for it, but the actual official letter of approval was still in the computer when the shutdown happened on October 1st, so we're only waiting for receipt of that letter to hit the button and go live. But the helicopter flight instructor refresher course has been adopted by the Helicopter Association International, HAI, as one of their official programs, and one of the things they have done as part of their involvement is they have shot specifically some short little video segments that address a lot of real-world operational issues that helicopter operators have in the field, in the real world, and shown how the issues might occur and how and smart ways to resolve those issues, to cope with those issues, things at which, and these are included into the FERC. One of the fun issues, the way they handled it, is you're in a helicopter, which can land anywhere, but there are still a lot of accidents with people flying on and mechanical issues and weather problems and so on. Why don't they just land the helicopter? Well, it's embarrassment about what your passenger might say, your boss might say, or, you know, what do you tell the cop who's inevitably going to show up when you land somewhere that they don't expect you to be landing? So this little video vignette takes the segment all the way through, the cop with the chip on his shoulder showing up, and what are you doing here, all the way around to what you can say to the cop so that he ends up saying or she ends up saying, how can I help? And the whole idea is to give CFIs the tools to work with pilots to help them realize that landing when you've got fuel issues or weather or mechanical is a good thing to do, and here's how to make it go smoothly.
Okay, well, thank you. And John, did you have anything else to add about the flight instructor courses?
Well, the interesting thing about our flight instructor refresher courses is they're a little bit different philosophy. A lot of the courses that you take from historically when you took a FERC is that they would talk about thrust, drag, lift, and weight. And those are things that you learned when you were a private pilot. And they kind of rehash those things. So what we're trying to do is bring it to a level of how, as a flight instructor, you teach pilots to make them safe members of the community. And such things things as you see a pilot that troubles you and worries you, what do you do about it? And how do you get an effective result? We found historically, people tried it with us. People thought that Martha and I were in line to kill ourselves in an airplane, and they came up and counseled us early on in our flying, and they would tell us we didn't have any judgment or we had poor decision making. Well, we had our own business. We thought we had judgment. We thought we were good at decision making. Who were they to tell us we couldn't do those things? So they were using a vocabulary that was not acceptable. And so you're not going to get good results if you use a vocabulary that winds up insulting the person you're trying to help. So we're going to give flight instructors, and we do give flight instructors, tools to deal with this in an effective manner. So what do you do about it when you see someone scares you, and how do you handle it? How do you do a good flight review? Good flight reviews are very difficult to do for a flight instructor, and have to figure out what's right for the person. So these are the things we're dealing with, flight instructor issues, rather than basic things like aerodynamics.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, thanks a lot. And Martha, you also said you have a new sweepstakes in the works now?
We do. Our new sweepstakes is Let Us Be Your Mentors, and it involves a all-expense-paid trip to San Diego, includes airfare and a very nice hotel, and a day at King's Schools, touring the video studio, doing their own segment, maybe teaching a segment from a King course or doing a weatherman kind of thing, and then a flight over to Palm Springs for dinner and just lots of hangar flying and generally talking about aviation and what their goals are and how we can help. So we're excited about that because part of what we feel is that mentoring in aviation is a wonderful way to help keep more people involved in aviation, to help them feel like there's someone who cares about what they're doing, who can help them over some of the hurdles and through some of the early steps, whether it's early steps as a private pilot or early steps as they upgrade to new airplanes. And we want to encourage mentoring by everyone in aviation.
If our listeners are interested in finding out more or entering the sweepstakes, how would they do that?
KingSchools.com or give us a call at King Schools. We'll tell you all about it.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mary.